Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Mary Lynn Buckley, and here are today's top local stories. 9 people are hurt, including 6 firefighters. Our Glenn Chuck joins us from the scene in Ocean Hill, Brooklyn.
The Red Cross telling us at least 36 people have been displaced here. Many have lost all of their possessions and their homes. The stunning video showing intense flames pouring out of the initial fire building, 2411 Dean Street, a 3-story row house, and then spreading to 4 others. FDNY Chief Kevin Woods.
This went to a 4th alarm assignment with approximately 50 units and 180 firefighters and EMS personnel. Right now, we're opening up pockets of fire due to this old construction with the many voids.
Initially being told of 9 injuries, including 6 firefighters, but that could change. The cause still under investigation, and the FDNY using drones to monitor potential hotspots. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Ocean Hill, Brooklyn.
Also in Brooklyn, police are on the lookout for a man who snuck up on a young woman Monday night around 11 p.m. when she was in her apartment lobby. Now, this happened in Prospect Park. Now, he attempted to strangle her, and she managed to fight him off, really kicking him where it hurts and screaming, trying to cause as much attention as possible. Her attacker told her to shut up, and he eventually released her. Then he casually walked away. Now, this attack, luckily, it was caught on camera. So far, police say no arrests have been made, but they're asking if anyone has any information for who this may be. You're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers. That number is 1-800-577-TIPS. Well, the MTA says they're fighting a new battle, a surge in fare evasion on buses. They say close to 50% of the people that get on board MTA buses are skipping out when it comes to paying. It's more than double since the pandemic. Danny Perlstein with the Riders Alliance says it's very difficult to catch exactly who are the people doing this.
Collecting the fare costs money. And so anyone who says, well, the MTA should just collect all the fares they're owed and they'll have the money they need, you know, is missing out on the fact that that takes money, that takes people, that takes wages, it takes technology, and of course also can have collateral consequences, you know, when if people get picked up, if they actually haven't paid.
We've all seen people hopping through the back door of the bus too, and MTA says there are fare inspectors that they've hired. They're going to be riding buses, and they also will hang out at bus stops to try to stop fare evasion, as the numbers are trending way up from 21% in 2020. Now it's at nearly 50% in the first quarter of this year. Well, you have to be a good driver in order to survive driving around the city, especially when it comes to parallel parking, fitting in the tight spots. But it turns out our youngest drivers on the road, our teens, they're doing a pretty good job. I guess all of those drivers at classes are paying off. But according to a new study by Wallet Hub, the teens right here in New York, they're the best drivers in the country. And in New Jersey, they take the number 3 spot. Now, this is comparing accident rates, speeding tickets, and other violations. So the teens in this area, they're in pretty good shape. As college students are returning to campuses, New York State officials, they're reviewing which safety plans are in place. Governor Hochul held a Zoom yesterday to meet with state police, the Division of Homeland Security, and more than 200 college campus leaders, including university presidents, to discuss emergency plans that they have in place. This is anticipating that tension could be high at the start of the fall semester. Some protests around the city and the state have already seen protests happening on their college campuses. Governor Hochul says that New York State Police, what they are going to do is have troop commanders visiting college administrators at campuses that are of concern before the fall semester. And those schools that are going to be visited, she has not announced which ones those will be. Park Avenue is getting quite the facelift. The city has opened up a month-long competitive bidding process to redesign an 11-block stretch of the avenue.
The plan is to put the park back in Park Avenue, City Department of Transportation Commissioner Idonis Rodriguez.
In our new vision of Park Avenue, will host more space for pedestrians and additional capacity for seating, art.
The idea gained momentum during the pandemic. City Councilman Keith Powers represents the Upper East Side.
We saw ideas ranging from mini golf to a shark tank, a literal shark tank, not the TV show.
City officials say the redesign could be done above ground as the MTA works on repairs below ground on a shed that stretches from East 46th to East 57th Streets. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Putting the park back in Park Avenue, I think a lot of people will be on board with that. Well, a Brooklyn man has been indicted on hate crime charges after an anti-Muslim attack that police believe he's behind. They say this happened on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan when David Grinblatt allegedly spit on a Muslim man that was walking down the street and then beat him up. Now, he's pleaded not guilty to hate crime charges along with a charge of aggravated harassment, but he also has been charged with criminal mischief. This is in two completely separate cases happening in Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.